In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
All right, we got news to get to before Ty gets here.
You have to admit they aced this base.
They did. One hit wonder. Ear moth, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely an ear moth.
Attorneys for the 18 Boston area John Doe's and that brothel case that swept Cambridge and Watertown are fighting to keep their names private. Two brothel operators are preparing to plead guilty in federal court, but the state is looking to prosecute the customers, who include government contractors, professors, lawyers, accountants, scientists.
We need the list.
We need the list.
Why would they be excused?
Correct.
When the sex workers are arrested, their names are public.
Yep.
We should know these are...
You want to know the Johns?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one right across from Nesson that
yes.
all of a sudden disappeared?
It's the one in the beautiful new Arsenal Yards area. It was mm-hmm. in the apartments there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's a nice little...
Enclave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it should be public information, especially if it's... They say it's very, very, very important people around here.
Correct.
Who are utilizing these services.
And the attorneys are saying, like, it'll hurt their privacy. Well, yeah.
They should have thought about before they went up in there.
Yeah, they were paying hundreds of dollars for sex, so we can hear courtroom.
You mean actually went up in there?
No,
yes.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
We can hear courtroom audio of attorney Benjamin Urbelis on Boston 25.
Given the salacious nature of the allegations in this case and given the widespread media coverage, in this day and age where everyone has that information at their fingertips pretty much 24 hours a day, undoubtedly the media is going to then lead to people losing their jobs and livelihoods, which is a liberty interest.
They were utilizing the services of prostitutes.
Right.
They ought to be named publicly.
Correct.
So
I hope I
don't
know anyone.
Shouldn't lose a job for that, though.
I understand, Wiggy.
Should just legalize
it. You think it should be legalized?
Yeah, I mean, it will protect the sex workers, and obviously it will protect the Johns, because now they won't have to, worry about getting exposed.
So, I don't know. Different word choice.
Mm-hmm. Very sad news. Actor James Earl Jones died yesterday at the age of 93.
What?
Oh,
yep.
You didn't know this?
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I missed this.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Shime.
Legend.
The nerds are in mourning. Shime is leading the charge this morning because of Star
It's a
Wars.
Sad day.
It is a sad day.
Lion King, much better.
Oh, it's Mufasa. Yes.
Yeah.
Great call.
Actually, King Joffrey Jofur, ruler of Zamunda.
Well, and Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. An all-timer.
Ray. People will come, Ray.
Yeah.
They come to Iowa, for reasons they can't even fathom. They turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Great actor.
He had the best voiceover voice.
Yes, he did have a great voiceover voice. Yes.
You would think maybe next to him it's probably Morgan Freeman.
Probably the
When you hear those voices, I am your father.
Don't forget the shocking moment that we all learned that he was Luke's father.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Unbelievable moment, Sean.
Darth Vader?
So good.
So good.
Yeah, see, I listen to those and I'm like, oh, that's Mufasa.
I understand. You're not a big Star Wars person.
No, but I'm not.
Everything the light touches is yours.
Yeah. I mean, some people say Darth Vader's the greatest villain ever. So, I mean, you know, I only saw the original ones. I didn't really get into all the other ones after that.
He's not.
He is.
Hannibal Lecter is.
Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Joker, Darth Vader, Hannibal
Joker.
Lecter.
I can't stand your fascination with the Batman series.
Heath Ledger Joker is one of the greatest villains ever portrayed in any film ever.
Top 10, maybe.
How dare you?
Have you seen Air Bud?
I am a big fan of Air Bud.
Well, Michael Myers is like, that's horror movie.
So when you think of villain, you think of more suspense.
Or serial killer in the case of Hannibal Lecter.
All right.
There has to be dialogue. There has to be dialogue for you to be like a tremendous villain.
Correct.
I think that the Joker is better because the Joker has some qualities where you're like, I kind of like him.
Yeah.
And Hannibal Lecter, there was nothing about
him. Thanos, also a tremendous villain.
Oh.
Ty Law's here, but go ahead, Courtney. What's next news-wise?
Well, I was going to say, no cause of death, but 93 years old, life well-lived for him.
We'll miss you, bro.
Yes. We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Okay, just clarifying on this, school's been in session for like a week.
Correct.
Right? Or a couple days
in
some places. Yeah. Okay.
Chastity Cheyenne Knight, a 25-year-old female high school teacher in Georgia. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has her mugshot.
Oh, God.
Not the best one we've had.
Looks-wise?
I would say more times than not, these inductees, mm-hmm. while terrible on the inside, pretty flashy on the outside.
You think so?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe for a 16-year-old.
You think that they're more times than not, they're attractive?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. What was she doing?
Well, she was arrested after it was revealed she had been having a sexual relationship with a student back in January while she was still a teacher. Of course, this always happens. She randomly, removed herself from the school in April. Age and gender of the victim has not been released yet. So there's not much information surrounding how this relationship came to be, how they were able to find out about it, how many times maybe they had intercourse.
Yeah.
But yeah, sexual relationship between she and a student.
She's no longer teaching.
No longer teaching.
I am assuming.
Nope.
Okay, that's good news.
Yes.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
An irrational fear in North Fort Myers, a 7-foot alligator bit an 87-year-old woman in the leg on Thursday. Jeez. She suffered with significant injuries, but is expected to be okay.
Wiggy brings this up all the time. It's oftentimes the older people.
Yeah.
Did she have a dog with her?
They don't say if she had a dog. She was just walking.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, the poor thing. Look
I
at her.
Know.
So you don't want to walk near the water.
Correct.
In Florida. Like anywhere near.
Don't we have an
expert? I hate to break it to you. There's a lot of water in Florida. Yeah.
Don't we have an expert in the building?
What?
Somebody who lives in Florida?
Oh, yeah. We do Ty Law's here. Yeah. Turn that microphone on for my guy.
Which one? This one? Which one?
I don't know. Shimez, but you can go with this one. Go with this
go
one.
Go this one with his red. Yes. And I. Don't go by the water in Florida. Actually, I'm on my way down there today.
All right.
You know what I mean? In the neighborhood where I lived in, you might find one every now and again.
You know, there's some other one,
huh?
Did you actually see
them? Yeah, I've seen them before. It was small. It wasn't a big one, like that. But they get in. Anywhere it's water, you know, and if it's not a pool, I ain't getting in the water in Florida.
Stay off the edges.
Or you got to be in the ocean. Yeah, but don't.
But then they bask themselves on the banks, too. So they're not even always in the water. This one, sadly, was euthanized after.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right either. Like, when an animal does what animals do, right. I don't think they ought to kill the animal.
Nah, we learned from Harambe.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
More than likely, we, you know, we impeded on their habitat, you know what I mean, when you're building these communities and things like that. So, of course, you're going to see that. But you know what's going on in Florida? It's the damn snakes down there now.
Oh.
It's the pythons, and they're really paying people to go out there and catch them.
Oh, really?
Hey, it's great. Now,
I watched that show, Swamp People. They pay big money to catch them.
Big money, but I don't, I don't do snakes.
Have you ever seen one?
Huh?
A python?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
I don't do snakes.
They get big, too.
I don't do snakes. I take my chances running away from an alligator or something.
Yeah,
I can't stand snakes.
They scare me.
Which do you hate more, snakes or spiders?
Snakes.
Snakes. Snakes all day. You can step on a spider.
Not all spiders.
On no snake.
Yeah. No, he can't do nothing with a snake if it gets big enough.
Hey, imagine if you had snakes on a plane.
All right. Well, Ty Law is here. Is that the news?
That's the news.
Okay. Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're going to talk Monday Night Football with you.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk Patriots win, a shocking Patriots win with you coming up.
And yeah, I got something to talk with y'all, too, because y'all been holding out on me. I didn't know, and I told you, Coco. Oh, man, I can't wait till we come off break. Oh, I got something for you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Guess who I met? Worm.
Oh, you met Worm.
I met Worm. I know we was doing a dating game on here. Coco. Man, Worm. He said Wiggy the only one that had his back.
He would be married to Coco's friend right now.
No, they definitely would not.
Shout out to my man Worm out there. But Coco, man, I didn't know y'all was doing a dating game.
I mean, what? Do you want to be on it?
Huh?
You want?
No, I don't know. Y'all got to put me on game. I'm new to this.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the dating game.
Okay.
We can do the Ty Law dating game.
No, we ain't doing that.
I mean, I think there's one or two states where you don't have a baby mama.
That's messed up. So maybe we can get one here in Massachusetts for you. No, I'm good. I got New England covered.
Yeah.
I got three.
Oh, all five states?
No, I got eight.
Is it five or six states in New England?
Six.
That always throws me.
No. There we go.
That's worth a cuss, but that's worth one right there.
You don't want that out there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got to get to Courtney into what is trending, and then Ty Law will join us.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. The first time that's been a final score in NFL history. McCaffrey's been dealing with a calf Achilles injury, so keep an eye out on that. Brock Purdy completed 19 of 29 passes for 231 yards in the win, while Aaron Rodgers completed 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. So your Pats aren't at the bottom of the division. They sit at second. Let me repeat that. Pats. Second in the AFC East after week one. And Ricky Pearsall invited the first responders who saved his life when he was shot a few weeks ago in an attempted robbery to watch the game from the sidelines last night. So a nice moment there. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. Both Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill hitting two homers in that win. Alex Cora talked about Brian Bayo's outing as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, I mean, he made some big pitches. The first inning, he was way off command-wise, and that's something we talk about it right before the game. Like, the stuff, it's been really good throughout the season. The difference is the command of his pitches. When he's commanding, he's really good. When he's struggling, you know, that happens. But he made some big pitches. Bernie was great, you know, and then we had a big lead and Wing finished it off. But it was good for the kid.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. They've got another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 62 degrees in Boston. Gorgeous day, afternoon high. Sunny in the upper 70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. And so just to clear up the worm thing, you met him somewhere and he brought up that he was worm. Is that what happened?
Yes, he brought up, and of course, it always comes back to Coco. I'm telling you, when I'm out, you know, they got this thing with Coco. So I'm like, okay, what is he going to say now? Because I thought he listened to the show, but
yeah.
I was unaware of the dating show. Mm-hmm. He told me to ask you. This is verbatim. He said this to me on the DM. Ask Coco if she could go back, would she want her friend to choose worm instead of that cornball on the blind date game?
Well, John was very nice. Thank you for your service, John. I believe he is deported right now.
He was boring, though, but thanks for the service.
And
he's what? Deported?
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry, not deported. He is
deported? What'd he do?
Yes.
Where are you from, originally?
I believe it's like
you mean,
Wellesley.
Do you mean deployed, perhaps? Okay.
You ain't even sipped the Corvus yet. Yeah. You talking that?
I believe he's like a white guy from Wellesley, so I don't know where they deported him to.
He is deployed right now.
So you agree? Because he said Wiggy the only one that had his back.
No. Yeah, Wiggy did have his back. Yeah. I really liked. Worm wanted his own radio show. Worm did not want to date
Mary. But he was kind of the bad guy.
Right.
He had a good personality.
Wiggy was really an advocate for Worm in the blind dating game.
Courtney, I want to deport Worm. I'll tell you that.
Courtney had more influence on it because it was her friend.
She kept gearing her
towards the other guy, the military guy.
I'm like, the
military dude, granted, nice guy, but boring.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'll tell you, I know from the short amount of time that I got to interact with Worm. He is cool.
Great person.
Hey, Worm, hey, shout out to Worm, man. Yeah. Worm is cool.
They'd be
man.
Married you know
what
right
mean?
Now
yeah, exactly.
if they would have linked up.
Missed out on the good one, right. man. Worm,
do,
all right.
Do you think he would have been?
Stop. I wish you jumped out of that chime. Thanks.
And now her poor friend is still single because Courtney gave her bad advice.
You ever know, Greg, those people that are like they have the visa expiring?
Courtney really don't care because she got Santo, you know.
She don't care. She got to look out for a friend, though.
I know. I will not be having if we do the dating game again, which I hope we do, my friends will not be involved.
Are you sure?
It was too stressful.
It was too stressful for you? Yeah.
It's like the plot of The Proposal where Sandra Bullock's character has to marry the assistant in order to remain in the United States. That was what was going on.
Yes. Well, Courtney, don't worry about it because, listen, my boy Johnny Bart will definitely come on.
Johnny Bart would be really good.
I mean, he's a guy, you know, I mean, I bet the ladies would love to,
he's an ex-con, as they say.
We all have our past.
They get fans and groupies and all that stuff.
Johnny Bart is fit, too.
He could be very popular with the ladies.
Very fit for his age and unbelievable shape. Yeah. Speaks Spanish, so can help Courtney with the language. Okay. Self-taught when it comes to speaking Spanish, so that's
self-taught
impressive.
Spanish in jail?
Yeah, he learned how to speak Spanish on his own, you know. Wow. I mean, obviously he had, you know, like Spanish inmates that were kind of
in a pinch, he could probably mix up a little prison wine for
definitely do that
for the date.
Yes, he's very good with his hands, so definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay,
so he's
all right,
got his own clothing line, so he's an entrepreneur.
Okay,
27 straight. If you want to check it out,
does his clothing line still have the tags attached to it from the store, or does he?
No, it's his own clothing line. Okay. Yes, 27 straight.
Okay, we got it.
All right.
You know you're going to see Johnny Bart.
I love Johnny Bart. He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Got a great personality. So maybe we can hook him up.
Yeah. All right. Ty Law's here.
Yeah.
Were you as shocked as the rest of the world was by that win on Sunday?
No, because I think I was the only one here that said they're going to win the first game.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
I was the only one. So I expected those guys to win. Of course, you got to think about Chase wasn't – he was in a hold-in. You know what I mean? He wasn't playing. They didn't have rhythm.
He does not look happy there.
Mm-mm. Right.
But I assume because he played that they're close to some kind of a
It looked like they – not that they forced him, but he was like, I didn't want to get hit with – did you see Hassan Reddick got hit with $800,000 for missing the game? So I think Chase didn't want to get hit with that type of money. Yeah, but he did look miserable. Yeah. The whole game, like, I don't want to be.
I mean, I know how you can change his attitude. You know what I mean? You give him his money.
Pay him.
And then, I mean, you're going to see somebody happy and jipper, ready to go out there and play. But I felt that this was a prime time for them to get a win at home. And I did say that they were going to win as a team. Yeah. I don't think anybody played outstanding. The numbers don't pop out at you, you know, with the quarterback play on both sides. You know, neither one of them did anything but try to manage the game. But when you have a running game, when Stevenson is running like that, when the defense is playing and making those opportunistic plays, you got a chance. But I think in order for the Patriots to have success, they're going to have to play as a team like we did and build the name. Let people look out for you as far as an individual. The individual accolades, they'll come, but you're going to have to win as a team.
Well, then he's going to have to be like the D we had then. That's going to be the biggest issue where back when we played, obviously, those first Super Bowl runs, the D was carrying the team in the sense like, all right, kept us in games, gave us great field position, and then we did like the Patriots did in the game against Cincinnati, didn't make mistakes.
But you got, you know, you're a secondary guy. Mm-hmm. Like you got, I mean, you're talking about, you know, whether or not Chase was in it or not in it, but you certainly got, I think, a great job when it came to covering him from Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
And then you got a big play from Jones.
Duggar, I think their defense is good all around the board. You talk about their secondary. Their secondary solid. Their front seven is solid. The D's going to be the reason why you're kept in games.
Right, and that's solid. They're not great yet because I did see a lot of holes in the defense, but they'll get better. I know they're going to go back on the film. They could be tighter in coverage at times and in certain situations, but overall for the first game, when no one expected them to be in it, you got to give those guys credit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get credit where credit's due.
What do you think's more likely? The Patriots go to 1-2 or 3-0? Do you think it's more likely they're able to beat the Seahawks and Jets, or do you think it's more likely they lose both of those games?
I think they'll beat the Seahawks. We'll see how the Jets play next, because I seen something in the Jets. Maybe they can take advantage of that and run the ball, because they have a defense. They can get after the quarterback. So I don't know how the protection is, but I really do think that with this momentum that they can go, you know, 2-0. You know, I really see that. So we're already halfway to what the after this week to what the predictions are, what right. Vegas says right. the Patriots are going to be.
Did you listen to Gerard Mayo yesterday with us at all?
No, I didn't.
Because he was, I found it very reassuring that he said, you know, we can't get too overhyped over that win. You know, it was week one.
It wasn't pretty.
No. And he said that they still have a lot to work on. But my biggest takeaway was that they were able to get it done on the road. So now they come home. They've got Seattle coming to them. Different game week. Will that be easier for them in front of?
I think it will be easier for them because they got a win under their belt. And right now, what do they have to lose? Because everyone is expecting them to lose every game. So it's really no pressure when it comes to the outside, where all the pressure is what you have amongst your teammates and yourself, you know, to go out there and perform. So I think they're going to come out ready to rock and roll and looking forward to proving that all the experts wrong about this is the type of team that we are. And I think, again, I still think they're going to go at least 500, in my opinion.
What did you see from Jacoby Brissett?
He's a great game manager. Like I said, no touchdown passes, you know, was not even 200 yards. But when you can rely on the defense in the running game, he did what he was supposed to do. They didn't ask him to put the game in his hands. It's going to be interesting when he has to put the game in his hands. We can have a better assessment of what Jacoby Brissett is, you know, and I think that's where all the criticisms and the praise is going to come when you have to go out there and win the game. If you go out there and win the game, when asked to win the game, you probably won't be hearing nothing about Drake May. But if you go out there and stink up the joint, now everybody's going to start calling, hey, man, bring the young guy in. You know what I mean? So he still has to perform, but he hasn't had to in the first game.
Right, and that's ultimately going to be the biggest thing. Seattle, you know, they're a solid team. They're going to run the ball with Kenneth Walker III. I know he's banged up a little bit, but it's going to be when the game gets to the point where maybe you're down 14-3 and you have to throw the football. What can Jacoby Brissett do? That like for me, that's the biggest thing that I'm waiting for, because based off of his performance, I mean, like, those are high school numbers.
You brought it up earlier and said that Hunter Henry bailed him out.
Yeah.
I mean, the result would have been different.
Right. So imagine he throws that interception, right? And you lose this game and your defense plays good. Aren't we sitting here going, all right, when's Drake May getting in there? So just from one, or even if I can't remember, it might have been Jonathan Jones who makes the play on the tight end who knocks the ball out when they're going in to score. Mm-hmm. And we sit there and go, oh, that's that one play right there, or the fumble from Cardona.
Duggar knocked the ball.
Right? So he knocks the ball where we're sitting there and going, okay, the deep played good, but the offense ran the football, but they can't throw. We're going to sit there and go, well, when do we think you see Drake May? Because based on everything else, good defense, you can run the football. Now we just need a quarterback that has
16 points isn't going to get it done week to week.
And we've seen that here for the past couple of years where we go, the defense looks good, but Mac Jones offensively just can't get it done. And so now those are going to be the biggest questions that I think we're going to ask ourselves in the next couple of weeks. Even if they are like squeaking out wins here and there, it's going to be like, well, what happens when you got to throw the football?
Exactly. And this also says, okay, who do they have on the outside? Who is he throwing the ball to? I mean, you tell me somebody that scares you with the Patriots as far as receiver. You know what I mean? I don't think any decent DB is looking at it as like, oh, I got to get ready, or circling the Patriots. If anything, you're circling the Patriots saying, oh, I'm going to make a play. You ain't worrying about it. Circling is like, okay, I got to study it harder this week because I'm playing against, you know, Marvin Harrison, you know, Randy Moss, or things like that.
Gerard Mayo said yesterday on this show, they're always going to be a run team, run first and foremost, and go ahead and try to stop us. So that's
Well, that'll only take you so far, because defensively, Ty will tell you this, if you know – if you're a team like the Patriots and Ty's the defensive coordinator, he's probably saying stack the box and make Jacoby Brissett beat
him. Cincinnati most likely knew they were going to run the ball a lot. Yeah. I mean, they weren't able to stop it.
And that's true. And, you know, and I just don't understand how you don't always have a free rusher and saying, you got to beat me with Jacoby Brissett.
Well,
exactly.
And Gerard said that Ramondre was tired by the end of it. He had lost steam by the end of it. Talk to me week five. Yeah. Imagine how tired he's going
to
be then.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have to put the game in a quarterback's hands and tell them to go win it. Because, like you said, Wiggy, they're going to stack the box. Okay, once I stack the box, you're going to have opportunities on the outside. My fear is no one on the outside is going to be able to make the play. You know, I would have loved to see them get Brandon Ayuk. They offered him a lot of money, but he chose to stay. It's everything. But you need somebody. You know, it ain't like you have all the protection and you have a Tom Brady to make those decisions, and you don't have to have a Pro Bowl receiver. You don't have to have a big receiver. As soon as you get a big receiver like a Randy Moss, you see what Tom Brady was able to do. But that's a whole different category. You need somebody to make that quarterback better right now. And I don't think that they have that on the outside, at least not right now.
And I don't know, and it's tough to see what the kid Jalen Polk is. He's your second-round pick, top second-round pick, and we've seen what, you know, some of these wide receivers can be productive. You know, there's Garrett Wilson was productive his rookie year. There's plenty of receivers that are productive their rookie year. We saw it with second-rounders in Deebo Samuel and the guy you're getting ready to see this Sunday in DK Metcalf. So is it... You have a pretty good receiver, but you don't have a quarterback that can get him the football.
And all the receivers you named, they had a quarterback, you know, playing like Russell Wilson. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level at the time. He was Russell Wilson. So, yes, look, you have Aaron Rodgers. You have all these quarterbacks that can get you the ball, that's giving you the placement, that's working with you. But when you have someone not as seasoned and playing spot duty like that, like he has throughout his career. And like I said, I'm not saying anything negative against Jacoby Brissett, but – he's not in the same ballpark as those other guys when you're talking about quarterback play.
Are you giving Aaron Rodgers a pass based on what you saw last night because he hasn't played in a year?
You know what? He's going to be a little rusty. I mean, regardless of the experience that he has, you still have to go out there and play football. So he threw some passes out there. I was like, oh, that's old Aaron right there. You know what I mean? He was able to, you know, put it in there like that.
Like the free play or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, just his ball placement. You know, and the zip that he has on the ball, you give him another, you know, couple weeks, he going to be ready to rock and roll, but you're going to be rusty. I don't care how good you are. When Michael Jordan left the game, the greatest of all time, when he came back, he wasn't the same Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? So you got to think about this game and everyone's preparing. You have to continue to play the game.
I mean, he looked 40 years old last night.
I mean, we saw a quarterback play into his mid-40s, and we thought, oh, that's the new normal. It's not easy.
No.
And what Aaron Rodgers looks is he looks frail. Like, it felt like Tom got older, but he got stronger. Aaron Rodgers looked, like, thin, like gaunt.
Well, you got to understand, Aaron, though, the thing about Aaron Rodgers that's going to take him some time, he's coming back off an Achilles.
Right.
That's, like, one of the worst injuries you can have as a football player, that it just seems like it takes forever. And at that age, it's going to be he not only does he have to knock the rust off, like Ty said, he now has to get over the mental hump of, like, all right, my Achilles is fine. My Achilles is fine. My Achilles is telling himself.
Greg, Wiggy does mental humps. You know?
I've never dealt with like a serious injury like that, but I know played with guys that
I have.
They mentally you got to get over, like, it's fine. You're not going to re-injure it, right?
I mean, it's very hard because you still feel it. Any little thing that you might normally feel, when you feel it in that injury, it's going to play on you a little bit. When I broke my foot, just coming back off that, any little thing that I felt that was not perfect, it played on me. You know what I mean? As far as how I'm going to break and how I'm going to move, things like that. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the difference between him and Tom Brady, when Tom went down there, you know he made sure he brought his security blanket. He going to get Gronk. When Aaron is in New York, he really has nobody. You take, like, Lazard, but that's not the same.
No, he's got the kid, Garrett Wilson, who's good.
Exactly, but you still have to get to play with him.
Right.
As soon as you get to play with him, you only got to play with him one game, and you're out. So you're starting all over again. So Aaron is coming into a totally different situation than where Tom went into. You know what I mean? They had a set team. All they needed was a quarterback.
Right.
New York needed a little more than just a quarterback. Everybody said that's all they need is a quarterback. I call that a bunch of crap. Right. They needed more than just Aaron Rodgers. And I think that they loaded up and they got some more talent. Now let's put it together. But you can't expect Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers
right
now.
Yeah, I think it's more about the defense.
You still think that's a top five defense?
I think so. Even though, you know, they did get run all over, though. They got ran all over. Maybe I'll chalk this one up to San Fran's a good football team. Shanahan, and I know Shime loves him. Shanahan does a great job with dialing up plays.
Because
this kid, Jordan Mason, came out of nowhere, and he looked legit. And the holes and everything that they were able to open up for him. So I'll give them a pass in week one because it is a very good 49ers team. But my expectations are with the Jets defense, I think they were like top five last year. You know, that's where you expect them to be. So let's see what they do. They got Tennessee this week. Then we'll see them in a couple of weeks. Let's see what they look like if they clean up some of them holes.
All right, Ty Law is here. Take a quick break. I want your thoughts on what happened to Tyreek Hill. So we'll get that coming up. And it's a Ty Tuesday here at WEEI. Ty Law is here on a Ty Tuesday. Couple things to bring up plug-wise. I know you don't like to talk about things that you're doing. but Brian Early out at Patriot Place shot me a message and said you're doing something there Saturday. Some kind of drink competition or something.
Oh, yes. We're doing the second annual Corvus Cocktail Competition at Patriot Place, everyone, Saturday the 14th, 2 to 5. My man Wiggy is one of the judges. Oh, you know what I mean? So he's going to be judging. So we got every restaurant down there is going to be doing a Corvus Cocktail, specialty cocktail. We're going to let the people decide. We already have over 300 people registered. Go to the Patriot Place app, sign up. It's open to the public. But we're going to have live music.
Okay.
You know, my band going to be there. We're going to have a DJ, an after party at the Scorpion Bar. But it's going to be a great time. So this is the second annual Patriot Place Corvus Kickoff Competition, man.
And
it's
that
gonna be fun.
Is this Saturday.
This is Saturday at 2 to 5. So we got Malcolm Butler is also going to be a judge.
All right.
You know, I'm waiting to hear from my man Matt Light because I'm going to shoot guns.
Okay.
You know, and shout out to Matt Light. He's the only one that can get brothers to go out there in the woods, you know, with a bunch of people, you know, that carry guns all the time. Okay. And we're going to go out there and have a good time. So shout out to Matt Light. And then we got Otis Smith, Bobby Hamilton. Yeah, we all come in and be the judges, man.
Malcolm Butler will be Uber. I hope.
Hey, y'all got to come out Saturday. Go register now.
Maybe we can finally find out what happened in that Super Bowl.
Maybe you can, for Curtis.
One more shot. One more shot, Malcolm.
Yeah.
One more. So what really happened?
And then I believe we have our third annual 24 Lanes Ty Law Bowling event to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation at Apex in Marlboro. On November 20th.
November 20th, it's going down. So we have a great time. We want to make it bigger and better every year, going to a great cause, Greg Hill Foundation. So y'all got to come out. We're going to bring the swear jar. So, you know, bring your potty mouths and bring your checkbook, bring some cash, and we're going to have a great time.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about Tyreek Hill because we were talking about it a lot this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but you were once, I believe, in a little bit of trouble with the law enforcement people in Miami.
Yes.
Greg, you were, as you can see over your right shoulder.
I was also. That's my mugshot from Clinton, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I think at some point they had claimed that you led them on a foot chase.
Yeah.
But you said that there's no way that they would have caught you.
Exactly. That was the most absurd thing I ever heard. That I'm going to get caught, you know, in the prime of my career. You know, I'm all pro and I'm feeling real good. You think I'm going to let somebody or some big-ass boots catch me if I'm going to get on the foot chase. So it was nothing like that. But
case of mistaken identity.
It was a case of mistaken identity. But at the same time, it goes off. And it was. You know, everything was retracted and all that stuff. But at the same time, the damage has been done. They said I was out there on a foot chase. But they thought I was actually a drug dealer because of the car I was driving. They thought I was somebody else. You know,
car was it?
It was a Rolls Royce.
Oh,
It was a Rolls Royce fan. But it was a case of mistaken identity, and they did the same thing. The same officer did it to another celebrity, but I ain't gonna talk about it now because he's going through some whole different stuff. You know what I mean? But the same officer.
So he
ended up getting suspended and all that stuff. But what happened to Tyreek Hill? First of all, you're right there by the damn stadium. You can't tell me you don't know who Tyreek Hill is. If he was speeding, he was wrong. Give him a ticket and keep it going. How did it escalate to where a man gets in the cuffs and then you got your
the knee
on the back before he goes out there to play a game. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. Then he has his teammate trying to come in to support him, which we all would do.
Right,
we would all go out there with our hands up.
Yep.
Hey, what's going on? You know, I know he had to say, hey, that's Tyreek Hill. We just going to work. That's what you're supposed to do for a teammate. So I think that is wrong. I mean, they should be reprimanded. He shouldn't even have a badge anymore because I don't know what he could have said. Even if Tyreek Hill would have said, hey, man, F you or whatever, which he didn't do.
Right.
You still don't put him in handcuffs.
But he was telling them over and over again, stop knocking on my window. You know, I mean,
could you pay for the glass? Could you pay for the glass? Did you see what he was driving?
It was everybody's saying it was once the window went up and then they got nervous because they didn't know what he was doing behind the glass. But if you listen to the beginning of the body cam footage, a lot of people are saying
I didn't see the body cam footage. Could y'all play that? I didn't see that.
Mitch can play it
on Twitch. You can see it in here.
You can hear one of them say that's Tyreek. So they knew who he was.
Somebody said the other celebrity is
who? Oh.
Damn.
Is that right?
I ain't see it.
Oh, well, somebody in the Twitch chat.
Somebody said it wasn't me.
Thank you
for understanding. Whoever that was in the
Twitch chat, I can say it. They're suggesting it's P. Diddy.
Oh,
okay. Same law enforcement officer that you had your incident with.
Yeah, and then he say I'm running. They're gonna come knock on my window. I pull over. I'm coming out of Nobu. I came from eating some sushi. Right. You know, back then, South Beach is jam-packed. You got to walk. So if you can walk up to me and tell me to pull over, so on the highway, high-speed chase, get out and running, that makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So. And that's part of maybe sometimes why, and I said this before, why some people... And, you know, even with Tyreek Hill's had run-ins with police officers, might feel a certain way about them. And granted, might give you a little bit of lip, but you're the professional as a police officer because you go to the academy, you learn how to, no matter what people are doing, yelling and screaming at you, you learn how to say, okay, I'm not going to escalate this into something more. And the whole, like, they were worried. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that those cops had no concern of anything reckless happening to them when they knew it was Tyreek Hill. So for the whole, like, well, they roll the windows up and it's dark and they can't see, like, I don't think they were concerned for their lives, like Tyreek Hill's just going to pull out a gun and shoot them. I'm not buying that whole story there.
Like, well, the most disappointing thing for me during, you know, my situations where another cop, you know, actually came up and knew me. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him, like, look, I'm not who you think. I mean, he was like, he came in talking to me and everything. Right. And next thing you know, I'm still sitting down in cuffs. They put me in the, going to jail, put me in the paddy wagon, whatever the hell it was.
Right.
So I go into the jail and he comes into talking to me. I was like, yo, why are you doing this, man? You know, you know me, you know that wasn't me. He was like, look, it's the same thing. And this is word for word what he told me. It's the same thing if you at a club and you see your teammate and he do something wrong and you say he didn't do nothing wrong, you take his back. He said, I just got here. And so that's my teammate and I can't throw him up under the bus. I said, but you took an oath. I said, you supposed to tell the right thing, but he felt that he couldn't tell the truth.
Right.
Because his teammate was the one that was wrong.
Yeah.
And that was what upset me the most out of any of the situation, because I knew I didn't do nothing wrong. I knew they didn't have nothing but for him. And unfortunately, and I'm not making it a race thing, it was another young brother police. I'm sitting there like, come on, man.
Because
he might not have known, but you did. So all you could have did is corrected it. But he has so much time on the force.
Yeah.
That he was afraid to say something, and he told me,
I'm sorry. Yeah, they took my thing to the pound, and I had to go up there and pick up a Rolls Royce.
Was it all scratched up, too? I bet it was all scratched up.
Man, I don't know, but it was still like you in that job. But I tell you what, I'll take a scratched up Rolls Royce, because when they went down in Miami, when they take you to those holding cells, and they put you down there, man.
Mm. Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to eat your stash.
Oh, no. Hey, I was sitting there like, look at this. I'm talking about the people that come through there, you know, unfortunately, you know, whether it's addicts and all that. I was like, man, please get me the hell out of here. I called, I made my call.
I ain't supposed to be here.
It was a couple. It was like I had to be in there for like, I have 2 hours. Right. You know what I mean? And then I got out quick, but oh my God, you got to get up out of there.
It's a long
stunk.
2 hours.
It stunk. Oh my God.
You ain't supposed to be there.
Did you, get a,
this
did
ain't
you
right.
get a meal?
Huh?
Did you get a meal?
Hell no, I wasn't there that long.
Greg kept asking when he had his overnight.
I kept asking for a meal. I was only in there for a couple hours.
Yeah. All right. I kept asking for French bread pizza.
This has been today's episode of Celebrities Arrested in Florida with Ty Law. Are you sticking around?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.